are broadcasting live. Yay. I am here with India. Say hi to the people, India.
Hi.
She right now is over Skype, so I don't know how good the sound quality is, but I'm hoping it's good. We were trying to make this episode because the one that I made with Queen Bee is missing in action, and...
Yeah, Queen Bee won't give it to us.
Well, yeah.
She gave it to me, and then I lost it, and then I gave it back to her, and then... Yeah, she hasn't given it to him yet.
Yeah, I tried to get it from her. She said that I was going to instruct her over the phone, but she's not answering her phone, because I guess she was ignoring me.
She's in New York.
You just said her real name, doofus.
I'm sorry.
I can edit that out, don't worry.
Sorry. She's in New York.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
I talked to her this morning.
Oh, well, she just got back then.
She got back last night. I talked to her last night, too.
We invited her to go shopping, and she was shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue when we invited her. And so Queen Bee is not on my good side. Well, I went to Tyson's, and that was not fun, but...
I'm very sorry for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Because I was going to ask you if you could call it, because during the inauguration, I kept calling her like 50 million times because she promised to get it to me today, but she didn't.
Yeah. She promises a lot of things, and then
it never happens.
Her mind and just stops there.
That's okay. We like her anyway. We're being kind of mean.
Yeah, she's awesome.
We're being kind of mean to her before the people even know her. So,
she's amazing. She's like the funniest person I know. And she's just so random, and you'll love her. Like, I'm not even kidding. You're gonna love her.
Okay, you're not in love with her. Okay.
I said you are going to love her, as in the people that watch. Listen to us.
That's not what I'm talking about. You're describing, you're like, oh, she's the most funny person I've ever met. I love her so much. She's amazing. But she's only saying that to make up for all the criticism we're giving her in this one anyway.
Yeah.
It's okay, she just gets confused with computers, and that's okay anyway. We don't mind. Well, actually, I mind quite a lot, but I can't show it or else she just won't even get it to me. I will get it eventually, but...
Hopefully.
Yes.
Maybe.
By the way, message on our theme song. The current leader is Rock What You Got by Superchick.
Yay! That's my favorite. I like that one.
And then there was Love by Prince, the Prince song, which I don't know why, but somehow this makes India quite angry. She doesn't like it. I don't know why.
He annoys me. I'm sorry.
I don't get why he annoys
Miley Cyrus. I just don't like them.
Ew, he's not like Miley Cyrus. Very India thing to do. Okay, moving on. What was I going to say? I was going to talk about it.
Please don't call me that, by the way. Okay, so...
She hates her nickname, but she didn't want to be called Tree Car. Ah, Tree Car! If you knew her real name, it would totally make sense. And
it would totally make sense. And I hate this kid that...
Bubblegum. We call him Bubblegum.
And he came up with it, and anyway, but he's my friend, so it's okay.
Yeah, we mentioned him on the first episode, which I guess is the second episode, because I'm getting this one up tonight, whether I get it from Queen Bee or not. Next time, hopefully, next weekend, actually, because none of us are busy next weekend, we are going to film a proper episode with all three of us actually in the room.
What date is next weekend?
Wow, okay. What should I call you for now? I'm gonna call you India for now until you get your new nickname. Or just make one up on the spot, and no, it is not Schmexy Dance Girl. Which, that's what she's been calling herself on the blog, people. If you don't believe me, go check it. It's maxawesomeness.blogspot.com. This is also a mistake that a lot of people have made. It's actually really, really annoying. Everybody assumes it's maximumawesomeness.blogspot.com, but no, I didn't want to type that much when I was getting the URL for
really?
The blog.
What is it then?
Me too, but we do have people. We have three comments. I know.
We want more, even though, like, it would be awesome.
Yeah.
Just to, like... rub it in some people's faces. Like, I have a list of people that I can rub it in their face.
Yeah,
But we actually have fans, so yeah, like...
Yes, I know, it's amazing. Here, I have them right in front of me now. I don't know how many of these blog posts you had, but right before...
There was a guy named Jake from Ohio.
Yes, Jake from Ohio.
He sounds awesome. So if you're listening, just like...
Thank you.
You're like the only one to comment.
No, we have... We have Jake from Ohio and then like two anonymous ones. This was on a post that I did.
And if you want to have your name read on the podcast,
just
thing,
email us.
Don't rate it as anonymous, because it's like to all you anonymous people out there.
Well, yeah, because just I put the anonymous option on there so that people could actually do it without having a Google account, because that's the annoying thing with Blogger. You can only comment to you if you have certain accounts, unless the anonymous feature is put up, and I did that. But just I wish some of you would leave your names if you're willing to have us read that on the air, or this...
I like having my name read on the air, except my name is stupid right now. And by the way, okay, my big announcement this time is, change my name, please. Like,
yeah, she wants you to vote on
name. Change my name.
No, I don't. Actually, it was my idea. She claimed it on the blog, by the way. She said that it was her.
Oh, and that you should go on the blog. Idea. We had a whole like blog fight.
We had a blog fight. I know. It's actually, it's really stupid. No, because I put on an awesome template for the blog. If you have no idea what we're talking about the in Blogger,
yeah.
Which
so
is the program.
We're talking too much about ourselves. Let's talk about what
Max
we're here for.
Yes.
Let's talk about the movie.
No, not yet. That's later. And I know that especially India is very passionate about this. She really likes the romance in the books. It's actually quite annoying how much
she... It's like my favorite part. I know all you guys out there that are listening, if any guys are listening, I don't know if any guys are listening, but yeah, so it's like...
Well, we have Jake from Ohio, you know, wait, no, just Indy, we have Jake from Ohio, so at least we have one guy.
Jake from Ohio, thank you.
Yes. And what were we saying? Yeah. But what I hate is actually both me and India have fanfiction accounts. If you have no idea what that is.
I stopped using mine, though.
Yeah, you did. But
I kind of ran out of ideas. I've had writer's block for, like, 4 months.
I didn't. I haven't written anything new, but I do have a couple stories on there. But no, I'm not giving up.
I'm kind of working on something else right now.
Well, yeah, you always have something else to do. You're only stuck on an idea for like 2 seconds and then you move on. Yeah, that's our India habit. Me and Queen Bee especially, to make bets on how long she'll be obsessed with a certain idea. Yes, we do. Behind your back, but we do.
This is like our fight. Pink, and then he puts a black.
Yeah, I like black.
I'm wearing black and pink on my nails right now, so they live happily on my nails, so they can live happily in the vlog.
If you say so. Yeah, well, what we did is we kept changing it. I changed it to what I liked, the original template.
Movie stuff now.
And then, oh, right, no, fine. Okay, for Max, a lot of people have been saying Avril Lavigne lately.
Ew,
and
but see, Avril Lavigne, she's so much older than Max.
And she's really short.
And she's married.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. It's just like, Max seems so young and like free and everything.
She has special ideals, India does. Which, by the way, somebody emailed me asking where we got our nicknames, and, India didn't like Tree Car, so I'm just gonna say this, India is Native American.
I can't take credit for Tree Car, by the way.
No.
It was this guy, who's awesome, and actually it was two guys that were awesome, but they're really annoying at the same time.
Tell me after the podcast.
And you know who you are. If you're listening, they're probably not. They wouldn't.
Yes, they would, because Queen Bee told half the grade.
She did.
And I told the other half.
I told no one.
Everybody. What? Ash. Shoot.
I told one of my
friends. Yes, one of our friends. Let's just call her Platypus Princess, because that's what you would want to be called anyway. You know?
Okay, so movie.
Movie.
We need to get Hugh Jackman somehow in the movie. Hugh Jackman.
Ew,
is
no.
Amazing.
But Hugh Jackman's like 40. And,
It doesn't matter.
You're talking about Ari, right?
Yeah.
But I don't like that because Camp Bummercast. I have something to say.
My favorite show right now, as of this week, is House. Okay.
Listeners, you will notice she said this week. Next week it'll be something different. A month ago it was like, what was it, like Bubbles or something? No, it was like Lines or something dumb like that. I don't remember what it was, but
no, this week it's House, okay? There is this amazing guy, actor, on House. He plays Jeff on House. And he's blonde. And he's amazing, and he looked exactly like I would picture Ari, so I really want him to
play. Ari? It's Ari.
Ari. I call him Ari.
I don't like the idea of Hugh Jackman because he was Wolverine in X-Men, and they're both like wolf-like figures.
I both agree that he's amazing.
They have huge crushes on Hugh Jackman. I don't get it, but they do. I haven't seen... Some people were saying Freddie Highmore for, who was it? Gasman, I think?
He's too old. He's like, 14 now?
No, he's 16.
He's a really amazing actor, but, like, not for that character.
Okay, I liked him in, I forget which movie it was, but it was one of his many
August
movies.
August Rush was amazing.
But in something else, I don't remember if it was Spiderwick or a different one. It might have been... No, it was Arthur... It was Arthur and the Invisibles. My brother made me watch it with him. It was really bad. I found him really annoying in that movie because he does...
August Rush is really good, though. Like, watch it.
But the thing is about...
Amazing.
I've never heard of it. But
story of my life. I say something, Cinder says something else, and then I'm like, it's amazing. And you're like, I've never heard of it.
I'm more like, I don't really care. That's actually, yeah, I have to tell you this really funny story. I went skiing this weekend, this long weekend. It was a 4-day weekend.
Shopping.
Oh, yeah, well, I went skiing, and let me just tell everybody before I tell them this really embarrassing story, I kick ass at skiing, okay? I'm amazing.
I cried, and I fell on my butt.
No, yeah, but I got to go on double black diamonds this time. But this one time, I forgot to brake because I was waiting for somebody, and I ran into the snowboarder that just happened to live across from me, that just happened to look exactly like I pictured Fang in the book, and just happened to be named Nick. It was really, really creepy.
Fang is like my favorite character. I'm not even kidding.
Of course, you're in love with him. I don't get it. Girls
tend. I'm in love with him. I'm in love with Edward Cullen.
Yeah. Guys, if you notice, girls tend to fall in love with book characters that are guys. I don't really know why, but apparently it happens a lot.
It's a girl thing, okay? You're gonna get a bunch of comments on this. If anyone's listening.
Hey, yeah. Email us, please. We do want emails because they make us feel so special and, like, we're actually listened to and not an empty voice in this big universe. Speaking of which, on iTunes, some person said
named
that our...
Asian Pear.
Yes! Called our podcast boring and we hadn't even put up the first episode yet. Don't say it like that. People are going to think you're a brat, okay?
I'm not a brat. I'm being...
She's being India, okay? What should we call you? Just make up a nickname now that we can call you until we actually have one. Make up one now.
You know the one that I want.
She wants to be called Schmexy Dancer. I probably said that earlier, but
no,
I don't...
Because me and, like, my best friend... Well, not my best friend. One of my best friends... We came up with names for each other, and she's Schmexy Sports Babe, and I am Schmexy Dance Girl.
Is that Platypus Girl? Person?
No, that's not Platypi Girl. That's Highlight Girl.
Oh my gosh. Tell me... Oh, I know who you're talking about. Platypus Girl, actually, she is another very fickle person. Very, like, Indian this way. But she's about animals. It takes her about... a month or two to be obsessed with an animal, and then she moves on.
Last month it was
penguins.
What?
Yes, it was penguins. Was
No, it wasn't penguins. I don't remember. Okay, we are not talking at all about Max and Mirai's.
Well, that's okay. We can talk more about the cast later. But let me finish telling the story. Just, she was telling me all about Platypus and how they were
Platypi.
No, actually, this is something she told me. I learned this about Platypi, whatever. That they're so rare and really unnamed. Scientists haven't come up with names for them, like if they should be called platypi, platypus, like platypi,
this
like
is so interesting.
I know, isn't
excited.
It?
Excited.
Yeah, you're excited about our
platypus.
Yes, she'll like that we called her that. Well, maybe
platypi
not
girl.
Like, but maybe not like in a month when she's obsessed with polar bears. If that's what it is next.
It's Arctic animals right now.
Yeah. What if I have an Arctic?
I don't know. Last month, it was capybara.
Yeah, she has a whole site because her dad is a computer programmer.
Genius whiz person.
Amazing. Yes, and so she has a lot of free websites. One of them is a picture of a capybara.
And she spelled it wrong.
Yes, she did.
I looked it up.
The way to in case any of you are wondering, I know this is totally off topic, but capybara is spelled CAPYBARA. She spelled it CAPBIBARRA.
She's a horrible speller.
No, I actually, that's what I set my nickname as in the Meebo chat room. Anyway, moving back to Maximum Ride.
Okay. Let me say my suggestions for the cast, okay? Max, I think, will have to be an unknown.
Probably.
Because, like, there's no one that can really live up to that.
Amy Rose was okay until...
So girly, though.
She is. She's very girly, but...
See, there's...
Can't Bummercast said that. We might have stolen that before from you, but we think so, too, so...
We loved Camp Bummercast, and
they yes.
dropped off the face of the earth.
No, yeah, I know. They haven't updated in, like, 12 months.
Like a year.
Yeah, you guys can check them out because they're no competition for us now. No, I'm kidding. Even if they do add another episode, I really suggest you listen to them because they are amazing. They are hilarious. But the only thing is, they are a little bit
Our
too...
Our favorite line of theirs was about Iggy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Check that it out. It's like...
Iggy's amazing. Straight like a ruler, but a bendy one. Well, yeah, they think Iggy's gay.
But it makes Queen Bee angry.
Love with Iggy.
It's her favorite character. Let's wait to talk about Iggy until she's on because she'll obsess and go scream the way she does. She screams
oh
a lot.
Oh my god, it ruins your hearing.
Not really, you can
when she screams in your ear, it does.
Okay, moving on from Max, Fang, who do you think?
Okay, Fang, okay, there was this, oh my gosh, okay, if you guys have seen,
Oh, by the way, that Black Nick,
fire.
I have something to tell you first. That Nick from my skiing story, he would have been exactly like Fang, polar opposite of what Fang is like. You know how he's like silent all the time.
Amazing.
This dude, like, stop it! We're not on your obsession with Fang right now. We're on my kick-ass skiing story.
We finished it already.
Yes, we did. But I'm. Whatever, I can't think of a big word right now.
Let's summarize it for you guys that didn't follow through our whatever, like, that was, like, 5-10 minute story, okay?
Yes,
it was... He was on a double black diamond ski slope thing.
And I
he
fell.
He ran into a snowboarder that looked like Fang.
Yes. India, you said my name.
Sinister.
But then he opened his mouth and ruined it. There was also this really annoying girl that I met there that was really girly. She really reminded me of you, India. No, I'm kidding. No, but she talked like this. Through her nose.
That sounds like Highlight Girl.
Not really.
Sort of.
No. I don't think so. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Okay.
The cast.
So Fang. Okay, I want to tell you who I think. Okay. Fang, have you ever seen The Pacifier?
No. Oh, okay. Yes, I have.
Yeah. You know the boy? The teenage boy?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen him with his hair dyed dark?
Yes, but honestly, I don't think he's a little.
He's a little old. But
He's more Iggy-ish to me. I would put him in really? Iggy, not.
Okay, yeah. With his hair bleached, I'd say Iggy.
But it's too curly, though. I'm worried. Or no,
it's
it
not
wasn't.
Curly.
Oh, I'm remembering
it's
wrong.
It's like straight.
Well, it's not really like it matters. So moving on, we have. a lot of people for... There are a lot of people for Iggy, but I can't really think of any right now. Camp Bummercast had a lot of suggestions.
Oh my gosh, but... Angel, I had the perfect person, okay? So, you know, a lot of people have been saying Dakota Fanning's younger sister, you know, Elle Fanning.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but see, there's this one girl from, I know, it's The Last Mimsy. Okay.
No, that's
she's just like perfect.
She's Abigail Breslin, I think.
That's not Abigail Breslin.
Isn't it?
No.
But something's talking in India's background, if you can hear it.
Oh, that's House.
Yeah.
It's my favorite show.
This week.
Here, I'll turn it down. It's really loud.
Yes, turn it down, please. And then I'll just edit out the silence.
Look, it's Jeff. Jeff's on the screen.
I don't really care. Isn't he, like, really rude and mean to everybody?
No, that's House. Dr. House. Jeff. Okay.
I'm really confused. We're not talking about House anymore.
Even though you can spend all that time talking about platypi, I can't talk about House. Wait, what? Yeah, Dad. Yes. We're making a podcast. It's like on live right now.
Okay. You have to vacuum this room.
And I will do the dishes.
You have to clean your room, mm-hmm. dust it before you go to bed so the dust is not in the air.
And sweep it. And finish the dishes and vacuum this carpet and do everything.
And it is 7:15. So I'd say you got 15 more minutes to do that and then get busy.
Okay. Love you. Okay. Bye.
That was India's dad describing her chores, if you didn't get that. If I could help you do them from here, I would, but I can't, so I won't.
Thanks.
Of course, you know, moral support. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
No, honestly, a lot of people hate Angel. I don't know why. They all talk about how evil she is and how nobody... She's only six, gosh. Well, actually,
she is kind of evil. She's like the evil baby.
I don't think so. I like Angel.
So, who's excited about the fifth book?
Everybody. I actually talked a little bit about this with Queen Bee on our last episode. Or I guess it would be our next episode. Or I can probably edit it so that one goes before this. But that is not the point.
So, a while ago, James Patterson put up this
cover
about Max and Ride the fourth one. And if you noticed, he dropped hints about the fifth one. Like, I think I told you this already, but that there was going to be more romance between Zhang and Max.
You said that when the fourth one came out, though. You said that as soon as the fourth one came out, you were like, no, James Patterson on his own website, not the Max and Ride website.
Yeah.
That was for book four.
Yeah, I know, but if you listen to it... Okay, I'm going to try to get it up. Can you listen to it if it's on speakers?
No, don't do that. That's stupid, because then it sounds really bad. You can just import the...
because this is exactly what he said. He's like, there definitely is some going on between those two. And it continues into book five.
He said it percolates.
Percolates to book five.
I admire his words, okay? He has amazing big words. I like big words. Because they confuse Queen Bee and sometimes India, but she's not as confusable.
Okay, we have to keep going because I have, like, a lot of chores to do.
Well, that's okay, but I hope we can drag this on until your dad makes you get off. But what was I talking about? Dakota Fanning... Too old.
She's too old.
Elle Fanning. I'm always really suspicious about those like celebrity family people because a lot of times they're not that good. But we don't mean to be.
Elle Fanning is. She's just too old. She's like 10, and that's just too old for Angel.
But I don't know. But there were. I was actually thinking. I don't know if any of you are Percy Jackson fans out there, but there's a character called Annabeth and. If there's a movie, it's probably going to be really low budget, so I don't know if they can get Dakota Fanning.
It's so low budget.
But Dakota Fanning is going to... Well, the thing is, it wasn't very popular because it's more of a kid's book, but it's very well written and it's hilarious. But we are not Jackson Percy Jackson cast. They actually do have a podcast, you know, and I listen to it. I'm actually going to be...
Yeah, I don't have that much time.
I'm going to be using Skype to co-host on their podcast if they decide.
I can read the books really quickly, and then I'll be on the podcast.
Well, that's what I'm making do. Because remember, I send out this big email towards everybody in my address book from school, obviously, saying, hey, we have a podcast now. If you'd like to be a guest co-host, email me and we will see about it. But all of them
checks their email.
You just called me my real name. Well, I'm going to have to edit that out. I'm going to bleep all your things out because it's just stupid to make it without calling Queen Bee by
podcast.
The last time
I announce my big contest now?
Yes, you can announce your big contest. Didn't you already though?
No, I didn't. I just said I hated my name.
Oh.
Okay, so I don't even know how Cinders got India, because I'm not from India.
Somebody asked how we got our nicknames. For India, I made up, she didn't want to be called Treecar, so she is Native American, so I'm like, Native American, Indians, India, ha!
That's so offensive!
I'm sorry! I don't mean to be offensive, but...
Turquoise. That's my birthstone.
Okay, well, I'll just call you Opal, then. I don't think Opal is anything...
Jade! I like Jade. That's pretty.
That's a real name, though.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well. And mine, I'm not gonna say it on the air because somebody would get really angry at me. A person. I'm not giving any clues. I might if you email me, but it depends. I have to be feeling really, really nice, and you have to praise me very, very much on my big words and amazing podcast skills.
Can I announce now?
Yes, you can announce. Go!
Okay.
Go!
So we have an amazing name that I really want to be called. Cinders is being big meanie and won't let me. So, that's okay. He's my bud. It's okay.
Schmexy Dancer is not an appropriate nickname. That's her. No, I'm not gonna say that. That's her IM names. She likes it. That's what she calls herself on the blog post.
I'm gonna think about this, and I'm gonna think. Okay, but everyone else has to help me think.
You just don't trust me. What if they like India better? I think that I was amazingly creative. That I made it up in exactly 2 seconds because she was being boring. India or Opal or Turquoise or Jade or whatever was being really difficult and was saying that she was like, I don't want to be called Treecar, and I was like, well then what? She's like, I don't know.
Okay, girls do not like to be called things that involve environmental, like,
then why was your email that for the longest time? You know what I'm talking about. Until you erased it, you had a whole email account set up around global awareness. Anyway, go. Announce.
Okay.
Announce.
So, I'm going to think very hard about this because I really do not like my name right now. But until I come up with something, which may be a while, I'm going to ask everyone out there to help me think too. So just if you come up with any ideas, just please email them. To
maxawesomeness@gmail.com. Not maximawesomeness for the 40th time. maxawesomeness@gmail.com. maxawesomeness@gmail.com. Have I said that enough for you listeners? Yes, I have. Thank you very much. Take it away.
maxawesomeness@gmail.com. I don't want to spell awesomeness. It's going to take forever.
I tried to do that on the last podcast, but Queen Bee screamed. Again.
Okay, maxawesomeness.
Ha ha, Queen Bee.
@gmail.com.
Oh my gosh, that's a little exaggerated. But she's trying to be helpful, that's okay. Now, her announcement, if you didn't get this, basically the bottom line, she wants you to vote on her name, come up with names, send them in.
And this is what's going to happen. Send your ideas to... Max Awesomeness, which I just spelled and I'm not spelling again, so re-listen to what we just said if you didn't hear it, and send it there, and I will pick my favorites out of those, and then you guys can vote on those, which one you like best out of those. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were at, this is still on our topic talking about the movie, I think. We didn't really finish, there's a lot of mostly unknowns, except for Camp Bummercast pointed this out. The guy from Harry Potter 3. Well, he wasn't only...
Remus.
Lupin, yeah, Lupin.
Lupin. Remus Lupin.
And actually, I had somebody for Dr. Martinez, too, but I can't think of it right now. I will...
Oh my gosh, I just had someone for her. Okay, if any of you guys saw 7 Pounds, it was, like, the worst movie ever. But there was a really good played Will Smith's, like, girlfriend. And she...
Is she Hispanic?
Yeah, I saw her, and I, like, completely was just like, that's Dr. Martinez. And then it was like, bam,
actually,
hit me.
That part really annoyed me, though, about James Patterson. I thought that was too storybook-ish. She meets Ella... By chance, she goes to her house. By chance, she meets the Ella's mother. By chance, who just happens to be her mother too. It's all a little.
It was Cinderella-ish.
Cinderella-ish, yes. Yeah. Never mind. I will make sure this does not reach the ears of somebody I know. I will.
Yeah. Not good there.
Well, but it's not like. That person. Well, let's not discuss this. This is stupid. What? Let's talk about the fourth book, because nobody has done that yet. And, by the way, if you can find your places for sound effects, because I really want sound effects, it'd be fun.
I know how to get sound effects. I know how to.
Google does not count.
I know. God, you underestimate me.
That's because you've fallen short on a number of occasions.
How?
So we are discussing the fourth book.
Not a good excuse.
Well, I can't think of any good excuses now, but I will eventually, so... Ha!
Just right now we're kind of in the awkward silence phase.
Stupid part. I'll delete all the silences, don't worry. So, if you're listening to this, we do not sound choppy and unprofessional at all. I hope. Unless I did a really bad job of editing.
Wait, people are listening to us right now?
No, stupid.
Oh. I was like, whoops, that's not good.
Yeah, no, this is like our raw recording. We haven't even added music yet. We talked...
Can we talk about the fourth book?
Yes, let's not talk about other things, but... Okay, I tend to go off topic, but that's okay.
Ow!
Because... What just happened? That was really random. All I was like, you scream, ow! What happened? Yeah.
Okay, so the fourth book.
Fourth
was
book.
Good, except I'm so mad at James Patterson because he keeps on making Max run away.
It was... Oh. Yeah, that was romance reference, people, if you didn't realize that. Yeah, silly. A little bit too much like the last book. I
know. It's like... It was fine in the third book, and that was okay. I dealt with that very hardly, but I dealt with it. And then in the fourth book, it was just so annoying because it's like, you already did this in the last book. Why can't you just finally, like, get...
Oh, gosh. Let's not go into this because you'll be talking and rambling forever, and I will never get to talk, and people will never get to hear my voice ever again, and that's probably what you all are listening for anyway.
Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys. You must just love him, don't you?
Yes, they do. They do, I bet. And they probably love you, too.
It was okay, I guess. It was really short.
Yeah, what? I went to the bookstore, and I was like, oh, yes, Maximum Ride 4. Come on. Yes. And I was like, this is it? Is this, like, the first chapter? I hope.
It was like a joke or something. It was so...
No, not that. It wasn't that bad. A lot of people have been saying really bad things about it, but honestly, I don't believe in that either, because a lot of people were talking about how James Patterson ruined the series by started talking about global awareness. But, like, what else is there to talk...
That was fine. That was fine.
Yeah, and like if you notice...
The new...
Look this up, people. The first three books are a trilogy. It makes sense why they're all about the same thing. As far as I know, we never really got an answer for this, if iTex was really defeated or not. But the first three were a trilogy. It makes sense that the fourth one's about something else. A lot of people said they wanted it to end at the third one. I want the fifth book to be good. It looks pretty epic. It's called Max, as you know, which...
Oh, I'm looking up the summary right now, just...
Well, I was doing that a minute ago, but then my internet froze, and I couldn't
do the description. Okay, it is not There, wait.
I did Wikipedia before.
Oh, Wikipedia is good.
Yes, Wikipedia is good. Wikipedia is awesome. Except, last year we were doing a school project, and I used Wikipedia for something, and I learned the hard way that you cannot trust Wikipedia because I learned something really stupid about that I actually thought was true about a famous person that we were doing a report on, and I was laughed at my whole grade for like 5 years. But now hopefully everybody's forgotten it, and I would just repeat what I've already been through. And there's no need for that now, is there?
Okay.
Why are there typing noises?
I am looking it up right now.
She is looking it up right now. Right now, we would probably have...
What? User. Oh my gosh, capitals, and it didn't come up. And then I put in water...
No, search for maximum ride. My internet's down right now, so it doesn't... Well, it's not down, but it's just really, really slow. And I can't do it while Audacity is running, which, by the way, is the program we're using to record this.
Yes! Okay, this is, I'm quoting Wikipedia, so whoever came up with this on Wikipedia, thank you, because you're helping me a lot from not messing up and, like, rambling.
Okay, stop mumbling and just get on with it.
M-A-X, Max, A Maximum Ride novel, is the fifth book in the popular series Maximum Ride, written by James Patterson. It is set to be released on March 16, 2009. The cover art is available to the public currently. To see it, go to the link above, James, oh, whatever.
Oh, other people, shoot. Awesome fact. March 16th, blah, fifth Maximum Ride book comes out 3 days after my birthday. Amazing. I told this to Queen Bee last time, but she ignored me, and she didn't get my suggested hint there. Hints. I would nudge you if you were there with my shoulder.
Okay, so... I found the good summary, because whoever did the Wikipedia thing, now I don't like you, because that was a suckish summary. So, loading Amazon, and it coming. The cover!
Oh, no, but this is something that really annoyed me. Her wings are non-existent on the cover of the fifth book, unless I'm very much mistaken.
I saw something that, like, really was very, 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 very disturbing.
Okay, and on it, there are a lot...
I don't really want to say it. It said that, like, someone was taking, like, doing... It's probably a rumor, but it said...
Just say it, we can bleep it out if it's too bad.
It said that, what happened was that they... See, then they have a different one here.
By the way, well, yeah, there are a lot of covers, just like the fourth one. There was only one good cover for the fourth book.
I think it's a European cover, whatever, okay. Maximum Ride and the other members of the flock have barely recovered from their last Arctic adventure when they are confronted by the most frightening catastrophe yet. Millions of fish are dying off the coast of Hawaii, and someone, or something, is destroying hundreds of ships. Unable to discover the cause, the government enlists the flock to help them get to the bottom of the disaster before it's too late. While Max and her team are exploring the depths of the ocean, their every move is being carefully tracked by Mr. Chu.
Ooh, Mr. Chu, I'm scared.
I know. I always laugh when I hear his name. It's like so funny. Okay.
No, there's this girl in our class whose last name is Chu. We can make fun of her for that.
A criminal mastermind with his own plans for the flock. Can they protect themselves from Mr. Chu's army?
That sounds a little silly, honestly, because since when does the government enlist the flock, honestly?
Yeah.
I don't know how accurate that summary is.
It's a criminal, Cinders. It's not the government. Criminals and government are separate.
No, it said the government enlists the flock. People, check this and email me if you think I'm right, because I'm always right.
Can they protect themselves from Mr. Chu's army of mercenaries and save the ocean from utter destruction?
His army of mercenaries? That does not fit together.
Okay, but I saw another one where it was like, it was on Wikipedia and obviously someone like stopped. Okay, wait, I have an idea.
What's your idea? Stop making sounds. Because I can... Okay, I'll just delete that big silence, people.
These people are being annoying. Okay.
Who people? So, what people? What people? Where? Wikipedia account. I like Wikipedia. I'm just saying random things so that I distract you, so that this long period between where...
yes.
India finds her response.
I think. But there was one where it was like, they captured them. They captured the flock. And... when they finally agreed to, like, work with him because they were going to, like, kill them.
Nobody can hear. Nobody knows what you're talking about. You're really random. Him, her.
Okay. So, what they said was, this was just some random thing that probably isn't true, but I'm going to say it anyway. Okay. So there was this one summary that said that Mr. Chu ended up capturing the flock, and he finally got them to work for him, but Max still wouldn't work.
I think that's a fan summary, honestly.
I'm finishing! And then, so they were talking about how Max still wouldn't, like, give up.
Stop saying, please. This is the same mistake I made on the theme song possibility, or the first one. It's, if you're a new subscriber, you won't hear it, and luckily you won't because I sound like an idiot. I was going
on. I'll get better. But, yeah.
Please get better. Please get better.
So.
Get well soon.
Okay. So, they were talking about how, they said that Mr. Chu finally realized that he had to do away with Max.
Oh my goodness.
He cut her wings off.
That is not true. I know.
But it fits the cover, so that's why so many people viewed it, and I just saw
Okay, that, I know where that came from. Somebody put that on fanfiction, other people copied it, put it everywhere, and now it's all over everywhere, but I don't think that's true. I don't know if there are any summaries that are real yet. It would make sense if they didn't release the summary until...
The one on Amazon's real. The one that I just read you is real.
That he cuts her wings off?
No, the one about the Arctic adventure.
Well, yeah, I think that might actually be true. But I think it's a little silly the way they say it.
Oh, there's one Amazon. Oh, that's real too.
I don't know if we did the disclaimer last time, me and Queen Bee, but we are just saying Cinders India and Queen Bee, or whatever India decides to change her name to,
turquoise,
opal, jade, blah.
Jade,
okay, jade.
Yeah.
We do not actually own anything to do with Maximum Ride. That's James Patterson. Obviously, I don't think there's anybody here who thinks that we own it, but we just have to put that in anyway. We really have to wrap this up, though. We've been going for, like, 45 minutes. Wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that. We will see you next week, listeners, or you will hear us.
And please come up with names for me, because I am completely blocked, just like most of my other ideas are. Just completely blocked. So, yeah. Just come up with good ideas. Good names. And don't make them stupid, like, I don't know, like...
Tree car! Yeah, I just totally changed voices here. I'm really energetic right now, because I'm excited.
I really want to be Misty, but that's, like, copywriting. Can't bummercast.
That's not cop... What do you mean copyright?
Copywriting. Plagiarizing.
It's not plagiarizing.
Oh, you know what? It is to me, in my soul.
Well, it is copying, but it's not plagiarizing.
Can I just be Misty?
No.
Someone please say Misty.
Okay, yeah. We really have to wrap this up, though, because I need to do something else. Well, actually, my mom needs to use a computer.
Then can you edit it and put it on iTunes?
Yes, of course I will.
Can you do that tonight?
Yes, I'm going to do that tonight.
Yes, okay.
But then
okay.
I have to ping the thing
I'm
in.
I just sound, like, so stupid.
Okay, we can talk about this afterwards. I really need to go now. Bye-bye, listeners. I hope you had a good time.
Thank you. I love you all. Thank you so much. Yay. We got through one.
Yay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say bye-bye.